Back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF, as we're joined in studio by ICC's Jim Correll. As Jim, very good morning to you. It's hopefully you made your way over here safely, the snowy roads.
Yes, good morning. Good morning. The roads themselves aren't too bad. The snow's starting to accumulate on the bridges and overpasses a little bit, but really not too much trouble.
Talking a little bit fresh fruit, and you ask, November, December, fresh fruit? What are you talking about right there? No, it is a fresh fruit fundraiser just in time for Christmas put on over there by the college. It's, obviously, it ain't coming from an area with snow on the ground right now, but we are having some delicious fruit brought in, and you guys got a fundraiser put on.
We are. The fruit comes from South Texas, down around Houston, and actually last year they did have a little bit of snow right before harvest time, and so that almost delayed the delivery of the fruit, but this is the fruit sale that the Lions Club in Independence did for a long time. I'm not sure how many years. And then they got busy with their concession stand in Riverside Park and decided not to do it last year. And we found out at the last minute and took it on as a fundraiser for Fab Lab. And so this year we're doing it again and dedicating the proceeds to help with the summer camps and STEM camps that we have in the summer for youth. So we usually try to do those at a discounted price. We have a price point that's about half of what we think it costs to put them on. And so this money that we make on the fruit fundraiser will be used to absorb that kind of difference between what we charge and what it costs us.
Yep. Yeah. And again, I love the emphasis of STEM and, science, technology, engineering, and math.
Yes.
Correct? Okay.
Yes.
And with all four of those, subcategories, and then combine them all into one, there's some, facilities, there's some things that you use that cost a little bit of money, it is. Technology nowadays isn't cheap, or an engineering tool isn't necessarily cheap, or even the right math textbooks and right math, whatever it may be, it costs a little bit. And with that as well, they're incredibly, I love the STEM programs. It's very hands-on. It's kind of more of a not necessarily modern, but a good mix to use with old traditional education styles with the STEM as well. I think it would be good to kind of go back and forth between the two.
Right. It is good. And the thing about the STEM camps and even the boot camps is it's experiential. So the kids are making things. And what happens if you have a STEM camp that's combined with actually making things, then kids who don't even realize that they like math and science and engineering, those subjects, they see how much fun it can be and how enjoyable it is to have a project and make it work by using those subjects. And so we're really trying to give those kids a different view of the future, a view that they might be able to do things in their future that they didn't know they could do.
Yep, it's unique, and a good opportunity to support that is with the Fresh Fruit fundraiser coming up. So I guess we could just go over the wide spread of it. What are some options that people could get into here? It looks like you got some grapefruit. What else that can
well, purchase? Well, yes, the grapefruit is probably the most popular. Cases of 18 to 21 of these Texas Ruby Red grapefruits, and they're really sweet. No need to put sweetener on them anymore. $24.95 for a case. And then there's also sweet navel oranges coming up from Texas, 36 to 44 of those in a case for $26.95. And then we have a mix that's half oranges and half grapefruit for $27.95. And then these folks that package this fruit for us bring some Washington apples in and combine those with the grapefruit and oranges with the apples, and they call it a trio for $36.95. And then finally, we bring in some fresh premium pecan halves for $16.75 for a pound bag. And so how that works, the Fab Lab way, is people order and we're asking them to pay by the end of this week, by November 16th. We take the orders and then the fruit will be delivered sometime around December 10th. It's always hard to get the exact day, but sometime around the 10th to the Fab Lab. And then people pick up their fruit order at the Fab Lab sometime between around the 10th when we get it, and then December 22nd, which is a Saturday at 1 o'clock, will be the cutoff for picking it up.
Okay, yeah, no, certainly need to go pick up your fruit within that 12-day period when it does arrive. And as you said last year, some inclement weather, some weather may have delayed it, but it did get here. But at the same time, raises that potential for it to kind of fluctuate between those dates. But with that as well, we've got many, many options to order. Not bad priced either. I mean, that trio with all three of those combination there. That's not a bad price for that. But what are some ways to order? Do they have to call ICC, or what are the other ways that they can get involved?
Well, I'm going to give my number for phone orders. They can call, and that is 620-252-5349. That's 620-252-5349. And then we also have an order form on our website, which is at fablabicc.org. That's fablabicc.org. And there's a fruit icon on there, and if you just click there, then we just ask for your name and address and all that, and then we'll contact you to figure out how you want to pay.
Cool. And payment-wise, is it kind of as widespread as you'd think?
Pretty much. We can do credit cards and checks or cash, and some people are bringing the money by the Fab Lab, and some people are mailing checks, and then we actually can send a payment request by email so they can pay by credit card from home.
Gotcha. And obviously, you know, it's kind of general, but at the same time, make the checks out to ICC, the ICC Fab Lab, or how would you like to address?
The checks will be made out to Fab Lab ICC.
Yes. Okay, perfect.
And I might just throw in, last year, my wife and I had a couple of cases of grapefruit, I think, just for the two of us, and we kept it in a cool part of the house, and it lasted until the end of January. So we had grapefruit every day until the end of January. It was really good.
You got to love that. Yeah, in a case, I mean, $25 for, you know, about 20 of them, that's a pretty good deal. And coming down there, the Ruby Reds from Texas, they're good size. Like you said, they are sweet, so...
They are sweet.
No reason not to get them right around the holiday. And then, again, a one-pound bag of pecans, that just speaks holiday season right there. So
we had several people that bought extra cases for gifts for family last year, so we encourage that, too.
Yeah, certainly. So you can get grapefruit, oranges, a trio with the apples involved. It's the Fresh Fruit Fundraiser going on, and it looks like the deadline to order, prepay, all of that is coming up later this week. Friday, I believe, is the cutoff.
Yes, Friday the 16th.
Friday the 16th. All right. So, again, get involved there as the money going towards, and you know, obviously many people have thoughts of education and in their own rights, but you can't deny the benefits that the STEM programs have had, as well as what the Fab Lab's been able to do. So go help support that with some delicious fruit coming in. So, well, we've got looks like the membership drive is about ready to get rolling, isn't it?
It is. It's just launched. The first time in the 4 years we've been open that we've been organized enough to do a membership drive. And some people out there may not realize we're a community-based organization, so any members of the community who want to come to Fab Lab, there's no geographic limit, can have a membership. Individuals, like $125 for the whole year, and come in and learn how to use any of the machines and have access to any of the machines for that whole year. And one question that comes up is our hours. We're open 1 to 8 Monday through Thursday, 1 to 5 on Friday, and 9 to 1 on Saturday. So we're open late on several evenings so that people who are working can come in after work. And this, you know, in the cities, the makerspaces, some of those are getting to the point where they're charging $60 or $70 per month to join. And we don't want to and don't think we'll have to do that. We want to keep it affordable at about $125. And actually, during this membership drive, anybody who renews their membership, if they've belonged before or joins new, by November 30th, can get 15% off of their membership register or their membership fee.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, you had mentioned a lot of the. Again, we were just talking about the fundraising with that. A lot of that, you know, technology is expensive, and to be around it and to kind of mess with it, I'm sure is. You know, on a monthly basis, would ask $50, $60 in certain areas. And if you break it down for you guys, that's what, about $10 a month right there? That is unbelievably fair with that. And I'm sure you see a wide range of people that use it as well, regardless if they work from the farm, if they work, you know, in town, whatever it may be. You kind of see a wide range of people.
We do see a wide range. And people use it for business, and people just use it for pleasure. So a lot of people come in and just use it for fun, to learn how to do something else. We try to have things for small business owners that are not common. We have printers. We have ways they can promote themselves, some business coaching and some things like that. And we have an addition that we're building called SoFab. That's SeWFAB, where eventually we'll have embroidery and quilt making, as well as just sewing with machines. And so that's going to be popular. So we're trying to have a variety of of things available from cool digital 3D printing to computerized router and plasma cutting for cutting things out of sheet metal, and some hand things. Eventually we'll have a paint booth and a little bit of welding in our new building. And we're still kind of working. The building's about finished, but we're still working on getting the equipment in place and ready to go.
Yeah, and, you know, an unbelievably affordable price for, you know, pieces of technology and machinery that you wouldn't, first of all, on average see on a regular day basis, let alone be able to actually go and interact and learn and maybe, you know, turn yourself onto something that you maybe didn't know that you had excitement for and things like that. So if someone is looking to either renew that membership or brand new to the area, whatever it may be, and this is something that sparks their interest, how can they get a membership?
I think, again, on our website at fablabicc.org, we have a link to follow to go in and read the membership agreement and complete the contact information to tell us who you are and your address and all those things. And then we don't have the payment set up through the website, but we will contact you then to figure out how you want to pay. And again, that's check, cash, money order, occasionally somebody uses, or a credit card. And that, again, is fablabicc.org. If there's questions, people can always call me at 620-252-5349.
Okay, yeah, and, you know, there's always a little bit different with kind of a first-timer compared to renewal and things like that, and I'm sure contacting your membership director would probably be the best way to go about, maybe for someone with a renewal question.
Yes, that's a little bit new for us. Her name is Miranda Eastwood, and she's with a company called Fab Creative Services. Her number is 620-779-2480. So that's another option to get membership information.
Yeah, any of that info online as well, and you can just give a call over there, making sure that you can get all of that information. That's the difference. Just got to take a little step in your own direction, take that initiative to head online and get those, as well as, you know, joined by, what is that, the end of the month to get a pretty good percent off.
Right, the end of the month to get 15% off, and those memberships also would make great gifts for Christmas.
Yeah, no doubt about. Well, now for someone that's, you know, not necessarily familiar with it, or, you know, they look at it and they're like, man, I'm kind of interested. What are, say, the most popularly things that are tried to learn upon in there, like what piece of machinery or is it a piece of technology? What are kind of the most popular things within the Fab Lab?
By far, probably the most popular is the laser engraving. So the laser is treated sort of like a printer by the computer. And it's a little more complex than sending a print file, but it's a little bit like printing something, only the laser burns it into wood or leather, or it can cut wood and leather, a lot of things. Very popular are etching things on Yeti tumblers and mugs and glass tumblers and mugs. So there are a lot of different things that can be done. You can actually cut out the material pieces for your quilt on the laser and not have to run the little roller cutter around a stencil template. So that's probably the most popular. A lot of people like to do the 3D printing, and then a lot of people are learning to use the computerized router, which is a way to take up to a 4x8 sheet of plywood or something and cut it into letters or artwork or kind of whatever you want. Basically, you get what you want in a computer file that's similar to a computer file that you would send to a printer with a little more work, and then you stand back and kind of let the router do the work. The router's hooked onto what's called a computer gantry, so you don't have to actually hold the router or anything. You just get your workpiece locked down and then let it do all the work of cutting it out.
Yeah, if I tried to hang on to that router, it would probably look a lot more poor than the computer had originally outlined.
Well, that's right, and a lot of this equipment, you're away from the action, so that's what makes the digital equipment quite a bit safer than if you were trying to teach people how to hang on to routers and things, because they're away from the action. The plasma table is a similar thing where you put on a sheet of metal and then it's on a computer gantry and it uses a plasma gun to make the cuts instead of the router. But same thing, you cut its shapes and letters into sheet metal.
Yeah, probably safer that we keep a piece of glass in between me and that that plasma cutter right there, no doubt about. So again, Jim Carell with ICC Fab Lab, thanks so much for coming in here on a Monday. Any final notes that you'd like to get out to our listeners?
Final notes, we've got another guitar fabrication class, an entrepreneurial mind class starting in January, and the same website, Fab Lab ICC, has a link and information about those.
There you go. Get on, again, on the website. Get on over. Get your fresh fruit fundraiser just in time for Christmas. And again, the end of the month spells out your finishing times. Get that 15% off your membership. So again, Jim Carell, thanks so much for joining us here.
All right. Thanks for letting me be here.
This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.